This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Parents of Jefferson County schools get a second chance to argue their case against the district over policies regarding transgender students and overnight trips. CPR's Avi Keon.
The parents argue that pairing transgender kids with cisgender kids for sleeping accommodations and shared spaces like bathrooms during school trips is a consequential decision and one the district makes without the parents. Serena Wales says her daughter called her after finding out her roommate during a school trip was transgender.
As parents, we were kept in the dark. We depend on the schools to care for our children and not deny us, the parents, the right to direct that care.
In August, a district court dismissed the case, and the parents appealed. This court could either affirm that ruling or send it back. Ava Keon, CPR News.
A Colorado jury levied a $24 million verdict against a former Parker detective for false arrest and malicious prosecution, CPR's Ben Marcus.
Robert Dial was arrested for accessory to murder and tampering with evidence, charges that were later dropped. Dial's attorney argued that the arrest was based on cherry-picked information and that Dial's career in the financial industry was ruined as a result. The detective who signed the sworn affidavit for his arrest was Shannon Brookbacher, a decorated veteran of the Parker Police Department for 26 years before she retired in 2024. The jury found her liable for false arrest and malicious prosecution. The $24 million judgment is believed to be the largest verdict of its kind in Colorado. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A Colorado coal plant is likely getting a second wind. A bill passed by the state Senate now extends the retirement date of the Ray Nixon power plant south of Colorado Springs to 2032, 3 years later than its scheduled closure. This is CPR News in KRCC.